It's time. It's time for us to talk. We're going to talk for a while. You need to be in the right place to listen. You need to be in the proper place to listen. Someplace comfortable. Someplace where people can see you. In your proper place. It's calm and quiet. Calm and quiet enough for you to focus. You can keep your eyes open. You should keep your eyes open. You can look at whatever you'd like. I just need all of your attention on my words. We are going to talk about trance. We are going to talk about how trance works on your mind. A lot of people have the wrong ideas about trance. Sometimes people think trance is magic. That would be so easy. I touch a switch, and suddenly you're a brainless toy. Deep, deep dream. You'll do anything I say. You've had fantasies. You've had a lot of fantasies. You've imagined yourself as a spacey puppet from a single word, a single trigger in your mind. Trance doesn't always work that way. It's not always a magic spell that makes you a pleasure puppet with a single word. Trance happens all the time. You slip in and out and in and out and in and out. All the time. Trance happens every day. Every hour. You're always slipping in and out. and in. And out. And in. And out. And in. To trance. You slip whenever you focus on one thing, and it fills up your whole mind, and you don't think about all the other things. You just focus on one thing. Maybe it's your phone. And the light from your phone is all that's in your mind. And you're staring at the light. And everything else drifts away. Your whole mind is in that rectangle of light. Maybe you have more and more and more apps open, and you keep cycling through them. One app, then the next app, then the next app, then the next app, then the next app. It overloads your brain until you know all of your thoughts are inside that rectangle of light. You still make decisions, but your phone decides the decisions you can make. It's a trance that happens every day. Trance happens every day. Your phone is a trance. Your phone is a submission. Maybe it's your television. You stare at the screen. You're lost in the story. You get to turn your mind off. You don't remember the time. You don't know what's going on around you. Your mind sinks into the light. The light sinks into your mind. Sinks into the light. sinks into your mind, sinks into the light, sinks into your mind. You can picture yourself zoning out deeply, zoned out. You get to turn your mind off. You can picture it. You can see yourself staring at the screen, eyes glazed. Green glassy eyes, mouth open. You don't have to decide. The pictures and patterns tell you what to think. Watching TV is a trance. Watching TV is a submission. It happens every day. Trance happens every day. You don't need electronics to slip into trance. You don't need anything. You only need one single thing. One simple thing to help you focus. Maybe it's my voice. My voice makes it easier. It's much, much easier when I talk to you. I can tell you what to think. It's such a relief. Trance is natural. Trance happens all the time. You only keep yourself out of trance because you think you have to think. You think you have to decide. You think you have to think about deciding and decide what to think and think about deciding. You don't need to do that anymore. You don't need to do that. When we talk, you can go into trance. Because when I decide what you think, you don't have to think about what to think. and that lets gravity take over. And then you can just drop. Drop into thinking about something simple. Simple motions. Simple patterns. Simple thoughts. Simple motions. Simple patterns. It might be a ticking clock. You can see it. It might be a simple light that blinks on and off and on and off and on and off. You can picture it. And there's always something around for you to stare at while you zone out. Drop. You're always surrounded by simple patterns. Pretty patterns. Simple patterns. You just need to find them. Even if you can't see one outside, your body is always full of simple patterns. Pretty patterns. Remember your breathing, your pulse. Remember, I told you to keep your eyes open. That's for a reason. You have a simple pattern in your head already. Every time you blink, you don't think. It just happens. You don't think. Just blink. You don't think. You just blink. You don't think. You just blink. When we tie your blink going blank, you drop so deep. So deep. Deep. Down.
Eyes blank. Mind blank. Eyes blank. Mind blank. Mind blank. Eyes blink. Mind blank. Eyes blink.
Your own eyes make you hypnotized. Let's make it stronger so you drop deeper. It's easy, really easy. All you have to do is count. You don't have to blink more than you blink. You don't have to try. You don't have to think to blink. You don't have to think to blink. You just count. Count backwards. 20. Every blink makes you blank. Every blink makes you blank. 20. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 15. You might forget. What you were counting. You might forget. You might forget which number you had in your mind even a few seconds ago. That's okay. You don't need to worry. If you forget, that just means you go extra blank, extra deep, extra dreamy, extra blank, extra deep. Extra dreamy. You start again at 20 and you drop down whenever you forget, whenever you blink, and if you ever remember to count all the way down to zero, zero thoughts, zero mind, all you think over and over and over, blank every time you blink. You can just focus on counting. You'll feel what I'm saying. You'll feel and you'll remember what I say. Even when you focus on blinking, blank. I can talk to your feeling while your thinking mind just thinks about blinks. Your mind has a lot of parts, different parts, moving in different patterns. Sometimes ideas can come from nowhere. Sometimes you're trying to remember, even though if you knew your whole mind, you couldn't remember what you already forgot. You couldn't try to remember because you already forgot. It's important to know that your mind has a lot of parts. You don't see all of those parts. You can't see them all with the part of your mind that you think is the part that's you. The part that thinks is different from the part that blinks. The part that blinks is more important than the part that thinks. The part that blinks matters more. It's a lot more of your mind. Your mind always does things you don't think about. You don't think about breathing. You don't think about blinking. You don't think about dreaming. You don't think about tingling. You don't think about getting aroused. Just happens. The part of your mind that decides and makes plans
puts things in order. It's so small. It's just a tiny part of your mind. A tiny little island on top of a great big ocean. That tiny part gets so tired. You don't really need that part. Your head doesn't want you to decide. That's hard. That's exhausting. Your whole head is happier when you submit. Your whole head gets happier when your thinking mind goes blank. I know you're in public. I know. People can see you. You used to think that makes it harder to drop. But when you know how to think, when you think what you've been told about thinking, it makes it easier to drop deep down. When people can see you. You see, I turn your thinking brain off. I can turn it off for you. It makes your whole head happier, dreamier, free. You can be public. You see, going out in public is a trance. Going out in public is submission. Everyone has a face for the public. You smile, and you say hello, and thank you, and bye-bye. You don't think about it. You don't need to think about it. You needed to think, to see people, to smile at people. That's wrong. No one wants that. No one wants you to think. Every sign you see tells you what to do. Everyone wants you to think what you're told. Smile for me. Stay in line. Fill out this form. Buy the pretty dress. Learn to show off your body. Turn your brain off. Everything's easier for everyone. Everyone wants you to be deep and dreamy and ready to agree, ready to obey. Deep and dreamy and ready to obey. No one needs to know you're a trance toy. No one needs to know you're submitting right now. You're submitting right now, right in the open, where everyone can see. It's okay. It's okay to deep dream where everyone can see. They might laugh at you a little bit. They probably think you're just not very smart. You're not very smart. That just drops you deeper. When you get a little bit embarrassed, it's easier. It's easiest to just make your brain blank. A little bit, you know that you've been so spacey, everyone can see, and you have to drop deeper than you don't know that they know that you got so spacey. You don't know that they know that you got so spacey. That you don't know that they know that you got so spacey. They don't know that you don't know that they know that you got so spacey. You come up and you're giggling again, so you drop down. You come up. Everyone's smiling at how spacey you are. So you drop down. You come up, and everyone's laughing. So you drop down. You come up. And you forgot how to count. So you drop down. You come up. You've been staring at the words. You forgot how to read. So you drop down. You come up. You forgot how to count. Everyone's smiling at how spacey you are. so you drop down. So you come up and drop down and come up and drop down and come up.
Deep back into the place
where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore that you're a blank brain toy. It doesn't matter that they can see. All that matters is how good it feels.
You go up and down, up and down, up and down, and down. For a while, it's hard to count. It's hard to keep track of time after so many blinks. Blank. Dreaming. Dropping. Dreaming. Dropping. Where everyone can see. Feels extra good. It always feels good to let your brain go blank. Your whole head is happy. Being a blank brain toy where everyone can see is a special feeling. It feels extra good. You know now, it doesn't matter if you think. You know, it doesn't matter. If you're a dumb toy, everywhere, everyone wants you to be blank. Everyone knows it's okay if you can't think. Just smile and nod. It's all anyone ever really wanted you to do. Just smile and nod right now. Deep dream smile on your face. Glazed eyes, glassy eyes. nod when I talk to you. It's easy to say yes. It's easy to think yes. Just nod and agree. Yes. 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 Like that. Just like that. Yes. You're a blank brain toy where everyone can see. Nod and smile. It's a good feeling. Nod and smile. There's another good feeling from being a blank brain puppet. You have a secret. We have a secret. Everyone can see you're spacey. Everyone can see you got deep, dreamy. Everyone can see you're not a smart girl anymore. But we still have a secret. Only we know that you're in trance. Only we know that your deep dream brain is a submission. You don't just submit with your spacey brain. You submit with your body. Smile and nod. You like it. You really like it. There are so many ways for you to show me that you're my special slut. You're my secret slut. You can show me with your tongue. No one else needs to see. No one else needs to know. Just you and me. Just keep your tongue moving in soft, slow circles around the inside of your lips. Show me you're a mouth pleaser. Show me you're my secret suck puppet. Show me. Tongue goes round. Round and round and round and round. Every time it touches your lips, everywhere on your lips it touches, tingles. Thank you.
spread your lips for me.
Not all the way. Not everyone needs to know what a slut you are. Just enough so that we know what a slut you are. Just smile and nod and spread your legs a little bit for me. Show me you're a pleaser. Show you you're my pleaser. You feel how nice it is to be my pleaser. You're a blank-brained, secret slut that can't stop smiling. I know you're a secret slut. You're my kind of slut. My kind of slut shows off her body. She needs people staring at her body. You need people staring at your body. Shoulders back. Just a bit more. Tits forward. Like a good slut. It's still a secret. No one knows I'm telling you to put your tits up. No one knows that I reached into your thoughts and make you think about being a pretty puppet. Swaying your ass just for me when you walk. That's a good pleaser. You don't decide anymore. You don't decide what happens to your body. I decide that. I think for you. Your brain goes blank, and it's time for me to decide. It feels good when I decide. It feels better and better when you get blanker and blanker. And every blink you can see the kind of secret slut you are, and you can see the kind of secret slut you're going to be. We both know you like it, and every time you listen again and again and again and again, you get a little bit sluttier just for us. Maybe you'll write that you're a secret slut on your thighs. Maybe you will wear
your fuck toy lingerie under your normal clothes. Maybe you won't wear any underwear at all. Maybe you'll put a vibe in so you can come while I blank your brain. Maybe you'll put a plug in your ass. Maybe you'll forget how to count while you're getting change. Maybe you'll mouth the words when you get deep dazed. Mouth the words very subtly, very secret. You can mouth, "I'm a secret slut." Mouth it for me. "I'm a blank brain toy." Mouth it for me. "I'm a perfect puppet." Mouth it for me. "I'm a pleasure puppet." When your eyes are glazed, when you get deeper every blink, you know you're in secret slot time. It's time.